PCQ and VM monitoring any calls.
So we're just letting you know, the call, Sean, again, is Mike number 3.
Morning, Jeff.
Not too bad, Brad. How are you today? I was over on Travis's node, and it seems to be logged into a plethora of different nodes, like the whole screen is just filled up as far as being connected through AllStar. Other than that, I couldn't get anywhere and didn't hear anybody, so I came over to PET to see how this is. So far, I found you.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, Travis is usually on about this time, maybe a little bit earlier. Maybe he's having a problem with his node, or his node.
TV here.
I don't know. We can always talk to him if he doesn't pop in. We can always talk to him at work. Anyway, I'm excited for tonight. I believe it is just a singles implement, seeing that we just came off of steak night. And I actually remembered to bring up a box of accoutrements. I had it on my nightstand. I needed to bring it today, and I did.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to tonight, too. It's been a while since I've shot, so that'll be good. It's been, I don't know how many weeks since I've seen Jose, so it'll be nice to catch up with him, too, and you. And I will bring your DNA tonight and give that back to you.
Were you able to get it to work for what you needed?
I didn't use it on the 70-centimeter antenna. I'm going to use it today on the 2-meter antenna, and see how that performs. But I'll have it. I'll be done with it, so I'll bring it back tonight.
Okey-dokey, not a problem. Anything else going on?
No, not really. Looked out this morning and saw frost on everything. So. It's a good thing we don't have any plants outside. Other than that, no, not much. Been staying busy just putting around the house.
I had to have the car start for 5 minutes just so I could get the windshield. It was all frozen, and I'm like, well, I'm 5 minutes behind normal. So, but, yeah, it's beautiful. Sunny. So it might be actually warm today.
Yeah, I see by later today it could be almost 60 degrees, which would be nice. That'd be a nice change from the low 50s that we've been seeing. So that'll be nice.
I even brought a jacket today. Like, stepped out of my house and I'm like, I might need a jacket. But I'm kind of glad I did. It was a little chilly. It's 33 degrees. And you'd never know it to look at it.
Yeah, when I first looked outside, in a clear sky, sun was coming up, and I'm thinking, yeah. And then I saw the frost on everything, and I go, wow. I knew it was coming. They've been talking about it for the last day or so.
When you see Jose, don't forget to ask him about how his North Carolina trip went. He had to go down for a week. And his boss and I, Mondo, were like, hey, did they offer you a job? You should ask me. You should see if you could get them to give you a job down there.
I will ask him how his North Carolina trip went.
They did not offer him a job. He does not want to go down there. We were just kind of busting on him. But he could totally be Mondo down there if they asked.
Yeah, Jose seems pretty comfortable just being here. But he would be the Mondo down there. He would be in charge of it. And I don't know. I don't think he's ever talked about that, like moving up into a different position.
Well, especially because his son's here. He's not going to leave his son.
I can totally understand that. Totally understand that. I get that.
But he's still fun to pick on. It is one of life's mysteries, why it's so fun to pick on Jose.
I think he takes it well. I think he does take the ribbing pretty well. I think he understands that if you didn't like him, you wouldn't pick on him. At least that's the way I feel.
Yeah, I wouldn't waste my time on somebody I don't like.
That's a good way to put it, yeah. I feel the same way.
I dated a girl in high school, and she was like, you know, your father, all he does is pick on me. I don't think he likes me. And I said, actually, it's quite the opposite. If he didn't like you, he wouldn't even talk to you. And she was like, what do you mean? I said, if he didn't like you, why would he talk to you? Seeing that he talks to you and tries to engage you all the time and pick on you, it means he likes you. Oh, really? I'm like, yeah, it's human nature. If we don't like you, we're not going to talk to you.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
So one of my wife's coworkers has a PlayStation 5 and broke the HDMI cable port on the device. And so he was mentioning it to her, and she's like, well, I could ask my husband. And I'm like, yeah, changing out of shouldn't be too bad. So she brought it home. I took it all apart, and I'm trying to take the HDMI port off, and my soldering iron ain't touching it. Like, it's just not melting the solder that's holding on the main structural tabs. So then I managed to get a different tip, and I still can't get it. So now I'm bringing it into work to see if Travis can pull some magic or introduce me to somebody at PCB that might be able to help further along. But I've had this PlayStation for a couple weeks now, and I'm like, I got the new part and everything. So it's just a matter of I can't get the solder to melt. And I have flux and everything. But it's just, I don't know if it's just not, if it's super high temperature and I don't have the stack behind it or what.
That was my first thought, that it wasn't the standard 6337 solder or 6040 solder. And my first thought was it was like a 95.5, something that melts at a lot higher temperature. That was my first thought when you said you couldn't get it to desolder.
So I'm secure in my lack of knowledge that, hey, there's people that I know that might be able to help more than I can. So it's hopefully we can get something straightened out.
PCB.
Hi, Travis. I connected up to your node, but you also seem to be connected to 100 different All-Star nodes. The screen was cluttered with all the nodes, and I didn't really get much of a response or anything.
Were you calling me there, or were you just calling out for anybody? Because first thing this morning, actually inadvertently, I was still connected to the HubNet in the UK. So there's a lot of people connected there, and this time of the morning it's normally pretty active. And then I switched over. You guys were in mid-conversation, so I've been just listening along here. And the DS5 board has a pretty sizable heat plane in there, so it's a huge heat sink, and it takes a lot of energy to be able to warm up that connector. In fact, Griffin had a PS5 that he was needing the HDMI connector port, if you will, replaced, and we engaged Phil Vogt to use his rework station. Even that was really giving it a good run, and having a lot of trouble. But with enough heat, focused heat, it does come off. We can put a little leaded solder on there so that the alloy's melting point lowers a little bit. But yeah, I think we just need to preheat it. I think that's what we didn't do before. A little preheat and the hot air rework, we should be able to get that off.
Okay, I feel better. But it seems it's a bit of a design flaw with that HDMI port. It seems a lot of people have issues with it.
It's definitely not the first I've heard of it. I don't know if it's a weak port, but it seems to hold up on the board. It's just the port itself. Maybe people are not so gentle with it.
And usually it's a, you plug it in and it stays connected forever. And I don't get it. You know, unless they're moving it around all the time.
Either way, if you've got the unit stripped down to the board, we can definitely address that. It might take a few minutes to get it off, but we can do that. There is a component or a couple components nearby that we'll have to be careful with, but I'm sure we've done one before. We can do another one. And good morning there, Brad.
Good morning, Travis. It's been a few days since we've chatted.
Sure has. Might have been last Thursday, if not Wednesday. I know you had you were going to have a late night in there somewhere, so I'm not sure when the last time I talked to you was. I think we were talking about me having my truck undercoated or the rust inhibitor spray put on, which looks great. I like the job that they did, of course. They get it all over the windows, and the handles are all oily, which is kind of nasty. And I'll have to give that a thorough cleaning, but I just came home with it last night. And they told me not to wash the truck for 2 weeks, which I think I remember something like that before. I'm itching to do it now, but so long as I clean up the windows, I think that that should be enough for me. The windows and the handles. Those are the two big things.
Yeah, the windows and the handles. Yeah, I remember that being being coated. Definitely Thursday night was a very late night. I didn't get home until almost midnight.
Is it as cool as you were thinking it was going to be? Did it give it that fireworks kind of display with each successful hit of the targets?
It was really cool. It was awesome. Yeah. Every time you hit a target, and it was just like fireworks going off. It was really, really cool. Definitely going to do it again.
You shooting fireworks out of a pistol?
We did something called Cosmic Trap. They turn off all the lights, turn on some black lights, and the birds will glow, and when you hit them, it just looks like fireworks going off. It was an amazingly fun time. Late, but amazingly fun.
Where is that?
We did it down in Sardinia.
Jose wanted to see if we could do that at Blaisdell, and I just can't imagine how much flood blacklights would cost to rent.
We were talking to one of the guys at the club there, and he said that all in, they were about $1,000 for everything that they needed or everything they wanted. He said the lights weren't bad, but they went way overboard on the extension cords. Because they were thinking the wattage of the LED black lights, but it was an equivalent wattage. But it's better to have better extension cords. It was a riot.
That's awesome. I know you were talking about it, and I'm glad it turned out the way you wanted it to be. Though I'm sure it was expensive, probably well worth it. That's awesome. That would have been neat to see. I'll have to ask you a question about tracers. Ross and I, we were talking about that after you had mentioned that. So that'll be a follow-up conversation sometime. But I've got 645, so I'm going to say 73, and I'll talk to you guys later. This is K2PCB.
All right, that's an end for me, KC2NVM, 7371.
Hey, Jeff, it sounds like you should be able to get that PlayStation 5 working. soon as he comes on back. Good morning, Ross. How are you today? Yeah, it's working pretty good. Your audio is just a little bit lower than normal, but you're clear. This weekend, we're going to babysit Friday night, and then Saturday morning, there is a work party down at Blaisdell that I need to attend, especially being a new member. But I've got some stuff that I'm hoping to get done through the week.